And hello, everyone. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on the Good Stuff program, hoping to brighten your day just a little bit on great radio stations out there like Wheatland, Wyoming's KYCM. And reminding you, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. They offer all that you need to know about breeding, ranching, markets, agriculture, rodeo, all of those included. Coming out every Saturday. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest livestock news. Sounds pretty good. Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. It is what ranchers read.
And in Valentine, Nebraska, the brightest spot isn't just the stars. It's North Star Electric. Mike from North Star shares, Valentine is where lifestyle meets livelihood. Want to work where you can plug into nature in a community that feels like family? Mike is looking for electricians, journeymen, or apprentice. Must have a valid driver's license and a passion for the great outdoors. Talk about a great opportunity. Jumpstart your career at mamnorthstar@gmail.com.
And you know, we have St. Patrick's Day coming up this weekend. And I've got a few Irish things to unload on you this week, I guess.
Okay.
You ever hear the saying, top of the morning?
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah. Well, that's a Hollywood invention that's never been used in Ireland.
Isn't that funny?
We've kind of over the years said, oh, that's an Irish thing. But no, top of the morning is not.
It came from Hollywood.
That's right. What do you have?
That's interesting. Hey, I have something. This is called Cowgirl Sass and Savvy. It's by Julie Carter. We've got a couple of things over time from her. And this actually was in honor of her grandma, whose birthday was March 4th. So I guess we're in the right month. This is what she says. It's called It Wasn't Just the Rabbit Pancakes. I always remember her with extra thought on March 4th, not because it's a standout day for any other reason except it was my grandma's birthday. Still is, even though she's been gone a good while now. I remember not because she would be blowing out 105 candles if she were still here, not because of anything except the exceptional person she was in my life, and she did so without even trying. She mentored, guided, taught, and loved in her manner of daily living, not something she even thought about. Even at the ranch, she wore a dress every day and did so well into the 60s, and always with an apron that functioned as clothing protection and a tool for carrying things, wiping things, and handling a hot skillet if needed. In the winter, in those cold old ranch houses, the kitchen was kept warm with something she was cooking, and the cooking went on most all day. She would open the oven door to help warm the room a bit. In the early mornings, you would see her backed up to the open oven door with the back of her skirt lifted, letting the heat warm her up. She cooked, canned, baked, gardened, sewed, and sang the whole time she worked. Send me the pillow that you dream on, she would belt out like she really could sing. She could not, but she didn't care. So, darling, I can dream on it too. She spoiled each grandchild like they were the only one. She took in a few others that saw her as a grandmother with no real lineage except love. She was fun, she was stern if needed, and she was always, always there. Her grandchildren and great-grandchildren developed the ability to quickly duck their heads, as her favorite reprimand was what we called the sip on the head. She would take her thumb and middle finger and snap a thump upside a misbehaving kid's noggin. It was worse in anticipation than it was in actual delivery, but then some kids got a few more chances to duck than others. The days never seemed too long with all that got done from daylight to dark. The early morning pancakes, feeding the chickens, tending to the garden, bottle feeding a couple bum lambs, and maybe making some jelly. Bread baking, a little sewing, or some crocheting to come later. It's notable to mention here that she became generationally famous for her rabbit pancakes. No, not made from rabbit, but in the shape of a rabbit. Every child that ever ate a pancake at her house had rabbit pancakes. Most of them still eat them when they make them for their children and grandchildren. I am so reminded of the important things for each of us, but in keeping those special moments sacred, we must not forget to make new memories with those that will be carrying them forward. She didn't make rabbit pancakes to be remembered decades later because of them. She made them for the fun of the moment with people she loved. It's really that simple. Love, be loved, and the memories will take care of themselves.
And who is that from again?
Again, that's Julie Carter.
No, thanks. And of course, National Grandparents Day will be Sunday, September 8th of this fall. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.